Clean and Green, 101 Hints and Tips for a More Eco-Friendly Home, written and read by Nancy Birtwistle.
Foreword. It's the summer of 2014 and a trailer appears on the TV that lifts my spirits like a kite. There's a particular programme that has worked its way into my yearly calendar and which I look forward to gleefully, almost feverishly. It provides escapism, gentle triumphs, human endeavour, tragedy without lasting anguish, the silliest puns to have ever been conjured, and cake. When the Great British Bake Off began, many thought it charming, but by this, its fifth season, it has become a much-loved staple in the late summer television schedule and commands audiences of millions. For a large proportion of the viewing public, Bake Off has become a beacon of happiness. There among the lineup of the new 2014 contestants is a woman with a bun of silver blonde hair, an array of homemade bespoke baking tools, an irreverent attitude to the male judge, and a significant eye twinkle. This person has a humbling ability to conjure delicious yet beautiful bakes. Her tarts are astonishingly neat. She slices her miniature sponges with a tiny guillotine that the Sylvanian family Marie Antoinette would flee from, and she impresses the judges week after week. Nancy Birtwistle bakes her way to the final and, of course, on that significant day, her diminutive afternoon tea components are perfection. And Mary and Paul agree, she becomes the series winner. I next encounter Nancy several years later on social media, when her beautiful cakes appear in my feed. To my delight, she follows me back and we exchange tweets and Instagram comments now and then. The limitless energy, creativity and ingenuity that charmed those huge audiences and won her the much-coveted trophy emanates from my phone screen. I marvel once more at Nancy's astonishing ability to create both beautiful edible designs and delicious homely bakes from sugar, flour, eggs and fondant. Then, as her Instagram following builds, she begins to share more than just baked wonders. As 2019 begins, Nancy's tips for removing stains, cleaning a clogged iron and avoiding plastic waste start to appear among the pies and puddings. The sort of no-nonsense cleaning advice that for the most part fell out of fashion two generations ago becomes a staple of Nancy's Instagram videos and stories. She shows off her sparkling sinks, bright white laundry and shiny oven shelves. Her wealth of knowledge is astonishing and I envy her gleaming surfaces. There's a compelling and timely theme uniting all the household tips that Nancy shares. Each is designed to minimise waste, harsh chemical pollutants, single plastic use or adverse impact on wildlife. Nancy begins to give her followers recipes for homemade kitchen surface and floor cleaners, washing powder mixes, fabric conditioners, and scouring concoctions. The environmentally friendly credentials and simplicity of each of her methods is compelling, as is the cleanliness of the drawers in her washing machine. Apparently, her homemade washing powder has made washing machine drawer gunge. I'm not sure there is a dedicated noun for this unpleasant greyish substance. A thing of the past. I eye my horribly gungy drawers with no small amount of shame and resolve to follow this sage advice. Nancy's knowledge doesn't stop at replacements for big brand cleaning products full of pollutants, though. She also has a hint of the hedge witch about her. In one of her wonderful Insta films, she places her grimy oven shelves with baked-on spills in a patch of dewy grass overnight. Some manner of mysterious lawn magic takes place while Nancy sleeps, and in the morning her metal racks are gleaming and completely free of stains. I'm agog. What is this magical process? Is she the mistress of a band of lawn pixies? I'm fascinated. Next, she gathers ivy leaves, snips them into tiny shards, and places them in her washing machine with badly stained white shirts. The grass cleaning was one thing, but surely this coarse, leafy confetti can't have any effect.